With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Today is the first of 2 days of depositions by Bill and Hillary Clinton before the U.S. House lawmakers who are investigating past associations with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Republicans have long wanted to press the Clintons for answers about their connections with Epstein and his former confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving a 20-year federal prison sentence for conspiring with Epstein.
As correspondent Donna Warder reporting, the Trump administration has hit Iran with a new round of sanctions. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clark.
The newly imposed sanctions are aimed at people and companies accused of enabling Iran's ballistic missile program, drone production, and illicit oil sales. They come as the Trump administration presses Iran to make a deal ahead of nuclear talks scheduled for Thursday in Geneva, and as the U.S. builds up its largest military presence in the region in decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal agents in Los Angeles are searching the home and office of Alberto Carvalho, the head of the nation's second-largest school district.
TV news footage showed agents in FBI shirts and jackets outside Carvalho's modest home in the San Pedro neighborhood. A person familiar with the probe says it's part of an ongoing investigation. At the beginning of the school year, Carvalho told CBS News it was clear that amid federal immigration crackdowns, there was a lot of fear in families that he described as having fragile immigration status. He said the district was working with a number of cities to develop and implement a set of rapid awareness and communication protocols and doing what they could to lessen fear among parents. The nature of the investigation was not immediately clear. I'm Jennifer King.
FIFA says that they have complete confidence in Mexico as a World Cup co-host despite days of cartel violence. The FIFA president says Mexico can safely co-host a World Cup despite deadly violence linked to a top drug lord's death. This is SRN News. That slain Mexican drug lord had a long record of religious persecution.
Nemesio Cervantes, who died in a shootout with police in Tapalpa this week, was responsible for the closure of at least 100 churches. The leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel extorted large sums from the churches, and if the congregations couldn't pay, they had to close down or be killed. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Mexico, which is mostly controlled by the drug cartels. Radical Catholic groups are also a problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief in connection with suicide bomb attacks on Easter Sunday in 2019. Those attacks targeted several churches and killed some 270 people. The attacks were believed to be inspired by ISIS. Shura Sally was arrested by the country's criminal investigation department and is accused of lapses that helped the terrorists carry out their attacks. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Stronger than expected earnings from chipmaker NVIDIA's helped to ease some investor worries over the artificial intelligence boom. NVIDIA reports its latest quarterly revenue jumped 73% from a year ago to $68 billion, and profits nearly doubled. The California-based company also gives a forecast of $78 billion for revenue in the current quarter, which exceeds Wall Street's expectations. NVIDIA CEO says demand for the company's chips is still skyrocketing, adding that AI is here and it is not going to go away. Discovery shares were largely unchanged after the entertainment giant reported a $252 million loss in the fourth quarter. Energy drink maker Celsius Holdings soared 14%. Its adjusted earnings came in ahead of what Wall Street had been expecting. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.